study the book of Philippians, hopefully we'll learn from those verses.
腓立比书二章第十四节，凡所行的都不要发怨言，起争论。
Verse 14, do not do everything without complaining or arguing.
使你们无可指责，诚实无为，在这弯曲破谬的世代，做神无瑕疵的儿女。你们显在这世代中，好像明光照耀。
So that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault, in a crooked and deprived generation in which you shine like stars in the universe.
十六节，将生命的道表明出来，叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑，也没有徒劳。
As you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ, that I did not run or labor for nothing.
这是保罗写给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的一封信。
This is in the letter from Paul to the brothers and sisters in the church in Philippi.
那 这三节的圣经里面呢，保罗要告诉他们一件很重要的事情。
In those few verses, Paul was talking to those church members stating about very important issues.
我们基督徒活着的目标就是将生命的道表明出来。
The goal of our life is to hold out the word of God.
生命的道要表明出来，这件事情事实上，需要更深的认识。
So let's dig deeper in these verses.
中文用“道”这个字，事实上在英文的话就是用话“话”的意思。
So it's in English, it's a word.
那生命的道呢？这个话的里面有生命的。
The word of life is within the word. There is life.
所以我们来这里要听道。牧师要传道，这个道这个字事实上就是话的意思。
So we study the word, we learn the word, so the word it means the word of God.
那这个话呢，一般的了解就是从圣经的里面出来的，就是叫神的话。
So where the word come from? It's from the Bible.
但是圣经的话呢，可以成为只是字句而已，就是文字而已。
But the word, it's not only the letters in the Bible.
那这个话呢，进到我们人里面以后呢，要让圣灵在我们里面做了一个转变呢，这个神的话呢，就会变成了生命。
So when the word come inside of us, and then it will become
life.
It become life.
教会的里面的统计呢，发现啊，在教会里面的高中生啊，到了大学以后呢，很多就不见了。
By statistics, the high schoolers in church, but some of them, most of them are disappeared when they go to college.
这个原因是在哪里呢？
Why?
因为他们在教会里面听到了字句啊，他们听了很多的道理，字句里面，圣经的字句听到了。
That means they learned a lot about the word from the Bible.
但是这个字句进到里面以后呢，没有让圣灵转变成道。
But when they come inside of them, the Holy Spirit did not make them into the Word of Life.
没有成为生命。
Did not turn into life.
所以他们只有字句的话，到了大学的时候呢，一下子就瓦解掉了。
So it's disintegrate when they go to the college.
所以。圣经里面用到生命之道，事实上就是讲到，就是耶稣呢，借着圣经这个字句呢，来说明他是谁。
So the word of life means Jesus used the word in the Bible to show us who he is, who he is.
那圣灵要把这个话呢，转换成我们的生命。
So the Holy Spirit will turn the word into life.
那有了这个生命以后呢，你就可以活，再从这个生命里面来生活。
So when you have the word, you will live it out.
那在这里，保罗在这里告诉我们说，你要将这个生命的之道呢，要从你的里面呢， 表明出来。
So Paul told us we should hold out the word of life.
这个表明就是把它显出来，它放在里面，但是你把它显出来。
Hold out means you have to show it.
那有时候我们在常常在听人讲说生命之道，好像讲到是耶稣的生命，我们常常只有想到一件事情。
So every time when people say the word of life, you only think about one thing.
就是讲到如果 要表明生命之道，就是要表明爱。
So we think it's the word of life is love.
事实上，这个是一个很粗浅的认识。
But that's very shallow.
事实上，耶稣基督的生命之道 不仅仅只是爱而已。
But the word of life, it's not only love.
它有耶稣的生命的里面呢，表达的还有公义、圣洁。
It's also righteousness and holiness.
还有荣耀，还有权柄
，glory, authority，
能力，还有智慧
，power and wisdom，
是很丰富的
，in abundance。
所以常常我们用很简单的思维，就认为说我如果要表现基督的话呢，在我里面，我就用爱来表达就可以了。
So sometimes we just think if I want to show Jesus that's in me, I only need to show love。
那爱呢，又把它再降一点，降一格下来，就是说。我要表达爱呢，就是让对方能够舒服，就叫做爱了。
And sometimes you lower the standards of love, saying if I can make somebody else feel comfortable, that's good.
如果这个人喜欢吃这个，我就让这个东西给他吃。
So if he likes to eat that, I'll give him that to eat.
他喜欢听这种话，我就讲这种话给他听。
If he likes to hear such and such things, then I'll say that.
但是这个不是真正的爱。
But that's not real love.
因为这个爱只是一单方面的，为了满足对方才产生的爱。
That's a one-way love just to satisfy what they want.
但是生命之道的意思事实上是要满足耶稣基督的意思。
But the word of life is we need to satisfy Jesus.
所以我们耶稣如果进到我里面来了以后呢，要怎么样表明出来呢？这个表明的里面是耶稣自己想要成就的事情，从我里面表明出来。
So when the word comes inside of us, when Jesus is in us, how we show our how we show the word that we learn from Jesus.
所以生命之道呢，这个神的话呢，进来的时候呢，到底在我里面怎么样的一个变化呢？
So how it changes when I heard the word of God.
并不是很简单的，就是我把几句圣经背起来，然后我就跟人家讲的时候，就背这几句圣经给别人听，并不是这样的方式。
It's not that just memorize a few verses in the Bible and tell people about those few verses.
我们要将这个生命之道表明出来之前呢，这个生命必须在我的里面做一个制作的过程。
So when before we tell people about the word of life has to be within us and changes.
所以在这里也是勉励弟兄姐妹和各位理事啊，我们要把生命之道表明出来，这个是一个过程，必须要按照上帝的步骤呢，才能够达到这样的才能达到这样的情况。
So I encourage brothers and sisters and the new council members, in order to show the word of life, we have to go through a process inside of us.
事实上，我们教会的这些高中生啊，我们很高兴你们在我们中间。
We're very happy to have all the high schoolers among us.
但是我们更希望你在这段时间很宝贵的这几年高中的生活里面，生命之道在你的里面真正的成为你的生命。
And we hope during this few short period of time, and then you, the word of life will really grow inside of you.
不是教会的仪式可以留在这个地方。
It's not just for the ceremony or just for the duty to stay here.
不是说你跟着教会的程序，到了时间做该做什么事情，这些事情不是生命之道。
It's not just a routine. It's not the word of life.
因为这种程序到了大学以后，整个都可以改变掉的。
Because all the routines will be changed when you go to universities.
但是不会改变的就是那已经成就在你里面的那个生命。
But the things won't change. It's the word that's within you.
那需要把神的话、圣经的话要进来，这个是必须一定要做的过程。
So take the word from the Bible, put it in your heart. That's very important.
但是神的话进来了以后，到底要怎么样才能够真正完成呢？
So when you have the word of life, how do youExpress it.
刚才所读的圣经告诉我们，这个制作 让它成为生命之道的制作过程是这样子的。
So through those verses, we know the production process is like this.
在这里告诉我们说，你要有生命之道从你里面表明出来呢，有一个制作的过程。这个制作过程很简单的，他就说，凡所行的都不要发怨言，不要起争论。
So it's not very difficult. According to the Bible, it's that do everything without complaining or arguing.
在这里说凡所行的，也就是说你要在教会里面学习去侍奉。
So what this means by do everything, it's do everything, it's when you serve in the church.
在教会的里面的侍奉呢，是一个最单纯的环境。
So when you serve in the church, it's a very simple environment.
好像是在教会的里面受训练一样的。
It's like a training within the church.
那在教会里面训练了以后呢，这个生命呢有一个过程，这个过程呢就告诉我们说，这个是制作过程的方法，就是不要发怨言，不要起争论。
So as we go through the training inside the church, the thing we learn is do everything without complaining or arguing.
我在这里要用一种例子来解释。
So I'll use an example.
我们都知道那个酒的酿制造的过程。
So I'm going to take a little time to talk about how to make wine.
大多数的酒是用葡萄来做的，把葡萄压成汁了以后呢，就把这些汁呢就放到一个大的桶子里面了。
We all know the wine came from grape. After we put them through the wine press, they come out in the form of grape juice, and then we put them in a big wooden barrel.
有的时候是用橡木来做成的。大的木桶
，sometimes it's an oak wood wooden barrel。
然后把这个葡萄汁呢，都放到那个桶子以后呢，就把它用封起来，让它不透任何的空气。
So after the juice was put in the barrel, it was sealed。
然后呢，这个酒的这个木桶呢，就必须拿到啊地下室，在阴凉的地窖的里面。
And then the barrel will be moved into some place underground in a cooler environment.
并且放到地窖里面以后呢，必须不要给它任何的震动。
And then they're without disturbance.
让它在阴凉的地方安安静静的就放在那个地方。
So just set it there quietly.
事实上，在外面来看好像没有什么变化。
So it doesn't seem there a lot of going on from the outside.
但是那个桶子的里面呢，事实上正在进行一个很剧烈的变化。
But inside the barrel there is a big change.
那就是我们今天讲的发酵。
It's called fermentation.
那在这发酵的过程中里面呢，事实上这个桶子里面呢就会产生很多的气体出来。
So during the fermentation, there are a lot of gas called carbon dioxide gas that's accumulate inside the barrel.
所以事实上那个桶子里面的压力是很大的。
So there's a lot of pressure inside the barrel.
但是压力这么大呢，你不能把那个桶稍微打开，让那个气啊能够泄出来的。
But you can't open the lid or anything, let the air come out.
我们得到主的话的时候呢，这个话就好像葡萄汁放到这个桶子里面，放到我们人里面了。
So when we receive the word of God, it's like putting the grape juice into the wine barrel.
这个神的话呢，放在我们里面呢，就必须把它封起来。
So when we receive the word, we take it inside.
神的话会在我们里面就好像发酵一样的。
And the word of God will work within us.
这个过程里面就会开始在我里面产生很大的压力。
So when it's work within us, there will be pressures.
在这样产生压力的情况之下呢，圣经告诉我们说，在这个制作的过程当中呢，不要发怨言，不要起争论。
So when you experience pressure, do not complaining or arguing.
不要发怨言，不要起争论是很困难的。
So it's not easy not to complain or to argue.
当我们一个人的里面有压力的时候，我们总想把这个压力呢能够发泄出去，让自己的里面压力也能够降低下来。
So when we have pressure or anger within inside, we like to vent it out.
所以你注意看这个社会，到处充满着斗争。
So look at the world around us, there's fight everywhere.
甚至在工作场所，老板跟员工也是互相在那里斗争。
In the business environment, office environment, boss and employees are always having conflicts.
甚至有时候在家庭的里面，夫妻之间也有这样的 冲突。
Within families, between husband and wife, there are conflicts too.
所以说有冲突的时候呢，不把它发泄出来是很困难的一件事情。
So when there is conflict and disagreement, it's really hard to not let it out.
因为一旦这个里面所承受的压力能够释放的话呢，我就感觉到我能够轻松一点。
If I let the pressure out and let the air out, I'll feel better.
所以你要叫一个人不发怨言，不起争论呢，是有他的困难的。
So it's not an easy thing to let people not to complain or to argue.
当我们一个人的里面有这样大的压力的时候呢，我们发现一般的人呢，往往要把这个压力释放出来的时候呢，他必须寻找一个对象。
So, according to my experience, when people want to release their pressure or anger, they will find somebody.
这个对象往往不是自己。
Usually, it's not.
他在那里寻找代罪羔羊。
It's find, a sacrifice lamb.
所以，当我自己里面不满意的时候呢，我要找一个对象来发泄。
So when I'm not happy, I'll find somebody to let it out.
所以丈夫找他的最方便的就找他妻子。
So husband, easy choice is the wife.
那当然，妻子也是容易找他的丈夫。
And vice versa.
所以事实上，这些斗争的过程里面呢，有一部分呢，好像是很有正当的理由。
So sometimes there is a good reason for this.
但是往往用这个正当的理由来掩盖了他自己里面他所承受的压力。
But sometimes it's just a cover up for the pressures he has experienced.
我有时候问这个夫妻两个有问题的时候，我问他说：“你们上个礼拜在吵什么？”
So sometimes I ask the couples, "What were you arguing last week?"
他忘记了。
And they forgot.
他讲不出真正的理由。
They can't tell you the real reason.
因为我们想把自己对自己不满意的地方呢，找一个对象来发泄。
So sometimes we just let it out because we are not really satisfied of ourselves.
所以事实上，对自己的理想或期望达不到的时候呢，我们会不舒服的。
Sometimes when we can't reach certain goals we set for our lives, we don't feel very comfortable.
所以我们找来怪别人。
So we blame others.
我们来怪环境。
And blame the environment.
因为外面的事情没有办法让我满足。
Because whatever outside reasons cause my problem.
但是我们很少对着自己说，其实我自己对自己并不满足的。
But we seldom say that I'm not really satisfied with myself.
所以说不要发怨言，不要起争论是很困难的。
So it's not easy.To not complain and argue.
因为我很少遇到一个人对自己很满意的。
So I rarely met somebody who is very satisfied about themselves.
发怨言的话，就是在那里这个比较消极性的。
Complaining is pessimistic.
但是去与人争论的话，那是非常的积极的。
And arguing is pretty optimistic.
所以这两个是看个人的个性。
So it depends on your personality.
有的人喜欢发怨言。
Somebody wants to complain.
但是有的人喜欢去找人正面的来争论。
And somebody wants to find somebody to have conflict with them.
所以我们都有这样的问题。
So we all have problems.
我们常常忘记了这个整个过程里面，我们自己对自己的不满意的这个问题的症结，我们并没有常常发现。
So we didn't find the source of the problem, which is we don't really happy with ourselves.
这是表面的原因。
That's a superficial reason.
发怨言起争论的真正的原因在哪里呢？
So what's the real reason about complaining or the arguing?
真正的原因是因为我们这个人的里面耶稣基督太少了。
It's because there is not enough Jesus within us.
我们对自己不满意。
We're not happy with this.
所以我们找别人来发泄。
So we vent it out against other people.
这是很现实的事情。
This is the reality.
如果一个人的里面基督丰富的话，他享受都来不及了，哪有时间去埋怨呢？
So if you're full of grace in your inside of you, and then you will be very it will be very joyful, and there's no time to argue and complain.
所以一个喜欢发怨言的人，一个喜欢起争论的人的话， 最简单的解释就是里面的基督实在太少了。
So, whoever it's like to complain or argue, one of the reasons is you don't have enough Jesus within inside of you.
我们中国人蛮注意自己家里面的环境。
So, as we know, our Chinese, we really pay a lot of attention to our home environment.
我们对外面街道的整齐呢，我们并不是那么样关心。
So, what's on the street, we don't really care too much.
有的时候，这个外面街道脏兮兮的，可是我拜访他们，到他们家里面，弄得非常的干净，进来还要脱鞋子的。
Sometimes it's really messy outside on the street. When we enter the house, it's really clean. Sometimes I take my shoes off.
这样的家庭呢，他们很享受自己干净的家，房子里面的环境。
So family like that, they enjoy the clean environment inside their home.
所以外面再怎么样乱了，其实只要不要直接影响到我里面来的话，我还可以过得很好的。
So it doesn't matter how messy outside are, it doesn't affect us.
同样的，如果我的里面耶稣基督丰富的话，外面乱七八糟的，其实已经没有办法影响我了。
That's the same thing. If we have a lot of Jesus within inside of us, doesn't matter what's going on outside. It doesn't matter.
当我们里面贫穷了，基督贫穷的时候，我们就会找机会去发怨言，去找人争论。
When we're lack of the word of life, we'll find an opportunity to complain and to argue.
所以跟那个酿酒的一样，这个制作的过程里面就必须要有这样的一个过程，就是里面呢必须要承受发酵所产生的压力。
So the same thing like making wine, there we have to go through a process when there is pressure accumulate within inside of us.
如果这个酒桶的压力啊，你在当中很不舒服的时候，你就把它打开一点，让它漏一下气的话，它整个发酵过程就完全混乱了，没有办法整个过程完成到底。
But if in the middle of the process you open the lid, let the air out, the whole thing will be ruined.
那个就不再像是一个好的葡萄酒了。
It won't be a good wine.
弟兄姐妹，上帝把我们摆在这个世代。
Brothers and sisters, God put us in this world.
他要在我们里面制作基督在里面丰富的话，只有一个方法，你要承受里面的压力。
In order for the word of God to change us, so we have to take the pressure.
不要借着发怨言把这个压力就释放出去。
Do not release the pressure by complaining.
基督在里面改变了这个发酵的作用，才能够走完全程。
Just let the fermentation going inside your heart so you can finish the process.
实在是很不容易的事情。
It's not easy.
我可以这么说，是不可能的事情。
I can say it's impossible.
除非我们依靠这位上帝。
We only can rely on Jesus.
当我要发怨言的时候，我就来到上帝的面前祷告。
Before I complain, I go before God and pray.
求他给我力量。
Pray for strength.
能够走过这样的一个整个过程。
Help me through the process.
我们看见圣经里面记载很多神所使用的人。
So we can learn from Bible. There are a lot of people that God has used.
保罗有14年的时间放在一个默默无闻的环境里面。
So there are 14 years for Paul in the environment.
他14年，他只一笔带过那14年，我在阿拉伯的旷野。
So he just said 14 years in the wilderness in Arab.
那是一个里面有很多挣扎的，但是他没有到处去抱怨。
He has a lot of pressure, but he didn't complain.
摩西40年在旷野。
Moses, 40 years in the wilderness.
他是没有人知道的一个人。
Nobody knows.
在那40年里面，他就在那个酿造过程中那40年。
But that 40 years is a process, like fermentation process.
没有地方可以发怨言。
No place to let the complaining go out.
没有地方可以去争论。
No place to argue.
上帝就这样把它摆在那里。
God put him right there.
四十年过了以后，神把那个桶子打开的时候，那是芬芳的葡萄酒。
So after 40 years, after God has released the pressure,
这个时候他出来带领以色列人，
and then he take the Israelites,
生命就可以表明出来了，
and then into the promised land,
生命之道可以表明出来，
and then show the word of life.
所以我们有经过了，如果许可上帝在我们侍奉的这一段时间里面用这种方法来向主来学习的话，等到时间到的时候，上帝把那个盖子打开的时候，你的生命就可以供应给别人。
So during the process when God's training us how to serve, when the process is done, and then you can show the word of life.
我们常常以为侍奉就是把事情做完， just do the business.
So sometimes we think service is just to do things.
就像我们的刚才所举的例子，这些高中生如果是只是用把事情做完的话呢，生命没有得到。
So it's just like high schoolers. If you just do this, and then you have not received the word.
好像每一件事情都做得很不错。
It seems like everything was done very well.
但是没有生命。
But there's no life.
这是很可惜的事情。
It's very pity.
因为必须一定要走过这个制作的过程，不发怨言，不起争论。
Because you have to go through the process that doing things without complaining and arguing.
你怎么知道你的这个成品已经制作完成了呢？
So how do you know you have finished the production?
不发怨言，不起争论，才会有下面的成品。
So if you're not argue and complain, you will receive the following.
使你们无可指责，诚实无畏。
So that you may become blameless and pure.
做神无瑕疵的儿女。
Become children of God without fault.
酿酒的时候，如果按照那个过程整个的走过的时候呢，那个酒的纯度呢就很高的。
So if you go through the real process, normal process of wine making, and then the quality of the wine is very good.
那个酿酒师啊来看，他就知道这个里面是很纯的。
So the wine tester will see it's a pure wine.
没有什么渣子。
There's nothing weird inside.
如果进到我们生命了以后。
So if the word of life go inside of us,
信仰进到我们的生活，
believe come inside of us,
福音也进到我们的文化里面的话，
and the gospel will go inside of our culture,
这个成品就是可以用的成品，
and that's a good product.
弟兄姐妹，你有没有让神带领过一段的时间，安安静静的许可神在你身上做工作，你不发怨言？
So brothers and sisters, have you ever allowed God to work within you without arguing and complaining?
我在这里也特别的鼓励这些出来愿意侍奉的理事们。
So especially for those new council members.
在未来的一年，你靠着主的恩典，不发怨言，不起争论。
So in the upcoming year, may God lead you without complaining or arguing.
许可上帝把你摆在那个地窖的里面。
Allow God to put you in the position.
让你安安静静的让他制作的过程从头能够走到底。
And that the production process go through from beginning to end.
这个时候你经过这样的训练以后呢，你就可以成为无可指责，诚实无畏。
So after the process is done, you will be blameless and pure without fault.
你可以做神无瑕疵的儿女。
You will become the children of God without fault.
当这个成品完成的时候，你只要把瓶子打开，自然会吸引很多的人来。
So when the production process is over, just open yourself up, you will attract a lot of people.
这个时候，生命之道就可以从你的里面就表明了出来了。
Then the word of life is shown from you.
你不需要做刻意要做什么事情才叫做表明出来，你就是用你正常的生活，怎么样生活。自自然然，基督耶稣就从你里面表明出来。
You don't have to do anything drastic. Just by normal life and behavior, people will learn the word of life is within you.
这个生命之道是会传染的。
And it's infectious.
会感染人的。
It will affect other people.
会改变人的。
Will change other people.
那有时候我们在想，那这个制造的过程是在什么场所呢？
So sometimes we ask in what environment the process is going through.
在这里讲到说，是在这个弯曲破谬的时代，是我们培育这个生命之道的场所。
And in the Bible it says, in a crooked and deprived generation.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们不是在温室里面长大的花朵。
So we're not in the greenhouse environment.
基督的信仰是经得起风吹雨打的。
So the word of God can take the wind and the rain.
是在狂风巨浪里面可以经得起考验的。
It can be tested.
今天的基督徒事实上在这个社会里面事实上是一个属于少数的。
So the Christians in this society is belongs to minorities.
基督徒在学校是祷告是不许可的。
You're not to pray in schools.
在学校里面你圣经你不可以传的。
And you can't pass around Bibles in school.
今天你所处的环境里面圣经所提倡的这个社会说不许可。
So whatever the Bible allows, the world does not.
这个圣经里面所禁止的，这个世界却大行其道。
But whatever the Bible said no, the world allows.
我们就是在这个环境来培养这个生命的。
So we live in such environment.
所以我们不要幻想说基督徒要怎么样能够成长在一个很完美的环境里面，很安全的环境里面，并不是的。
So don't expect that you, as a Christian, you'll be sheltered.In a very safe environment.
这样的制作的过程里面，基督的生命就会在我们里面有根有基啊。
During this production process, and then the Word of God will set roots in our hearts.
所以我再一次的重复，生命之道，它要我们的目标呢，就是将生命之道能够表明出来。
So let me repeat the reason.Of the goal of our life is to hold out the word of life.
使我们显在这个世代中好像明光照耀。
So you shine like stars in the universe.
是在弯曲破谬的世代里面显出来像明光照耀一样。
In a crooked and deprived generation.
这个世界从圣经的角度来讲是黑暗的。
So according to the Bible, this world is full of darkness.
有一句名言说，你不要咒诅黑暗。
So there's something saying that you don't curse the darkness.
你就点燃你那盏灯吧。
Just light your lamp.
所以一个不好的世代里面，你就站在你自己的位置上，把你那盏灯点亮就可以了。
So what we should do in this darkness,This world of darkness, we just need to light the lamp.
那个会亮的灯就是生命之道显明出来的时候。
So the lamp means the word of life shown through you.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们彼此互相的鼓励。
Let us encourage each other.
在这里，保罗也讲到一个传道人的心声。
So here is a pastor's wishes by Paul.
他说：“叫我在基督的日子好夸我没有空跑。”也没有徒劳。
So I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing.
这事实上是一个牧师的心愿。
Well, it's actually a pastor's wish.
我在想说，如果那一天我到天堂的时候，我想我很急着要问的一件事情。
So the day when I'm in heaven, there is one thing I'd like to ask.
我一定要想确定，从我所服侍过的教会有多少人上来了。
I want to know how many people were saved through the church I served.
有多少位是蒙主耶稣的肯定？ They got the confirmation from Jesus. And 有多少位是蒙主的奖赏？
And how many rewards?
Received from the Christ. 所以这个事实上是传道人在这里愿意摆上自己的生命，其实我们是有自己的心愿的。
So sometimes we devote our life, but we have our wishes.
我们心里面的欲望是很大的。
So we have a big goal in our heart.
我们不想求争那些短暂的。
We don't want something that's short-lived.
用命这样放上来的目的，事实上是要抓、要抢那个永恒的东西。
So we devote our life, but to grasp the eternity.
有时候要牧养教会的时候，如果不是因为这个原因的话，事实上是没有什么太大的意义的。
So if not for that reason, there's not a whole lot to do.
所以盼望在弟兄姐妹的身上，盼望那个生命之道能够有根有基的落实下来。
So my wish is, through the preaching and teaching, the word of life will grow inside of you.
因为那个生命之道是会永远与你同在的。
Because that word will be with you forever.
那个是永恒的基业。
And that's eternity.
那个就是传道人为什么愿意付上自己的心血，就是为了这件事情。
That's why all the pastors devote their life. That's the reason.
盼望弟兄姐妹，我们在这个制作的过程中不要发怨言，不要起争论。
And hoping, brothers and sisters, during this period of time as we were tried, do not complain or argue.
我们彼此互相勉励。
Help us to encourage each other.
好，今天因为这个时间比较特别，我们今天现在呢，我在祷告之前呢，我要邀请所有的下一届的理事，你们都到台前这个地方来，好不好？大家都一起上来，就在这个台前。
Yeah, today I'd like to invite all the commencement of all the council members.
请你们现在就上来
，to come forward, so that we can pray for you.
好，你们就上来，好不好 ？All the council members.